Continues the Gemara, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the last line. Rav Safra Ravok, V'hador B'krach Hava. Rav Safra was a Ravok, he was Ponui Zog Rashbam, and he lived in a Krach. Zog Gemara, Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Toni Tana Kameh Derove Rav Safra. The Tana said this member that Shloisha, the Abish's Mach is about them every day, that they don't sin. Someone who's a Ravok and he lives in a Krach. So Tzov upon him, Rav Safra, his light, his face lit up. After all, he's mentioning such a compliment about me. Omalei Rova, we're not referring to you. Lav Kagoin Mar. We're talking about El Kagoin Reb Chanina and Reb Eishia. Reb Chanina and Reb Eishia, that they lived in a mice, in a matzav like that, but the mice bole yodom, and they were nichshal. That who the Eibishter is proclaims and machs about them shvach every day. What's the mice with them? They were ushchepo ba'arad Yisrael. They were sandlarim. They were shoemakers in Eretz Yisrael. Vav yasu b'shuk of the zoynis, and they sat in the shuk of zoynis. Vav de lo mesana le zoynis, and they made shoes for the zoynis. I hire misparnas in such a job. The teretz is state in Silmas Chaim, Shem Chaim Zonenfeld, that if you told it by vidosoy, so for them was mutter. They were told by vidosom. But the point is, va'ailelu inu, and the zoynis came in to their stall, so to speak. Inu va'ailelu. Inu mistakli behu, the Zoinis looked at them, v'inu loy madlin in ayulis tekule behu, but they did not lift their eyes to look at the Zoinis. Umumsayu hochi. And the Zoinis used to say the following shvu, when they used to swear, they used to use these Rabbonon as an example. B'chayei Rabbonon Kedisha, in the life of the Heilige Rabbonon Kedisha, because of the Kedusha that they had, the Ba'ar de Yisrael. So that's who Rabbi said we're referring to. Someone who's stuck in that Nisoyan of Safra, maybe didn't have the Nisoyan. He might have been a Ponui B'krach, but he wasn't someone that actually was Oymed Ben Nisoyan, and that's who specifically who he's referring to. Zog de Gemara. Shloisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyavon. There are three that the Eibusha loves. Misha'ena Koya, someone who doesn't get angry. Misha'ena Mishtake, someone who does not get drunk. Umisha'ena Maimed Amidoyse, someone who's not particular and exact about his midas. And the Maral explains that the Eibusha loved them because they are similar to the Eibusha's Tunis. Why? Because they're removing all Gashmi's aspects from themselves. Being Bekas is a Gashmi'stic aspect. Someone who's mishtaker is a gashmi. Someone who's not mamid amidoysov, so he becomes more ruchni. So Mela the Eibishter says he's simply trying to be mizdam himself to the Eibishter. So Mela he's trying to go beder chamokim. So Mela the Eibishter oyavom. Shloish the Kodesh Baruch Hu soinim, the three that the Eibishter hates. Hamadaber ech bepeh vechad belev, someone who's not honest, he says bepeh one thing and belev he feels something else. Vayedeh edis bechaveru veinim edloy, someone who knows testimony about someone else and he doesn't testify. Va'aroyed va'ever bechaveru, someone who says va'ever bechaveru umeid bo yichidi. And he testifies as a yochid. And Eid Echad is not Neman when it comes to Arayas. So what are you testifying? All you're gaining now, you went to Bezin, you're a Moitzi Shemra. Tuvia did a Maisa Chet, and it was Taka witnessed by Zigud. You saw him do it, a Maisa Erva. But also Zigud Luchudei, and Zigud came himself, but Asid Bey came at Rapopa, and he came in front of Rapopa to be made about Tuvia. Nagde le Zigud. Rapopa gave Malkus, or Malkus Mardes upon him, to Zigud. Omalei, so Zigud said himself, Tuvi Chote, Tuvi is the one that sinned, Vezigud Menaged, and Zigud is getting Mingan, and Zigud is getting Malkus. Omalei, so he told him back in, yes, Dichsiv, Shtetin Posuk, Lo Yokum Eid Echot Be'ish, a person cannot testify when he's an Eid Echot, Va'at Lechudech is Hadet Be'i, Shemra, and you went and were made, and you were made, and what did you gain? You might say Shemra Ba'alma, Va'at Lechudech is Hadet Be'i, Shemra Ba'alma, Kom Mafkas Be'i. So you all he did was you were Moitzi Shemra. Now Shbam explains and he says that since you're not Neman be'edus, so lo yisis kabel edusro ein lecho lecho mitzvah lohoyd arei to oiva alav de lo yisele rochil. Since lemaisa, the reason Malkus, and Shbam explained, the reason you get Malkus is because of lav lo yisele rochil. The lav lo yisele rochil. Now the reason why you're even the lav of lesech rochel because you're not believed to be made because of leyokam edechad b'ish, because of leyokam edechad b'ish you're not believed as a single aid, so mele you're even lesech rochel, and that's where you got malchus. That's what Rashbam explains. The Yireim and likewise in the Smag and also that goes Maimon is they say that the malchus gufa is because of the lav of leyokam edechad b'ish. The leyokam edechad b'ish is gufa the reason why you're manged bay.
because of the lava lo yokum, not because of the loyselch rochel. And the reason why it's loyselch rochel because you're not believed because lo yokum erecha beish. The lo yokum guf is the lav, that's mechay malchus. Now over here in the Gemara, like we said, it's makas mardis because it's not in the zman of the Sanhedrin. So that's why we're talking makas mardis. But like upon him, the question is in Rishonim, what is the reason why you would get malchus or makas mardis if it's not the zman of the Sanhedrin? Is it because of the loyselch rochel or is it because of the lo yokum erecha beish? Now, the Poskim say the Yireim brings us also that lafushim yisuva, if you're going to prevent someone from doing an issa, then you could be meyed even as a yochid. Or let's say even to tell a husband about his wife, if he know that she was did a maisa erva, so meyla that he should stay away from her. So meyla it's yeah, he should be mafresh himself from her. The also the Yireim says you're allowed to be meyed even though it's not an edus and bezin, but you're allowed to tell him for him to know himself that he should be mafresh from her. Now, obviously, the husband doesn't have to believe him. But if the husband wants to, then there's a mokum lafrusha miyisura. Zog the Gemara, Om Rav Shmuel bar Rebbi Yitzchok Omer Rav, Mutar l'sanosoi. Somebody you see doing it, whatever, you're allowed to hate and despise. Shenema kisira chamor soin acho. If you see the donkey of your enemy, roivitz tachz masoi, under his load. And it says over there that you have to help him out. Zog mo my soin, what are we talking about? What kind of soin? Ilay me soin nochi, if you're talking about a regular Gentile, a regular soin nochi. We're talking about a yid. We're talking about Sani Yisrael. Since when you're allowed to hate a yid, we're talking about Isura. We have Edim that he did an Issa. So, why is it called Soinacho? Everyone hates him. Why is it called Sira Chamor Soinacho? It's not your enemy. It's if there's Edis, then everyone should be Soinim. So, hi. And alive, we're talking about Kiai Gavno. The Chazi Be'iud Va'ever. He himself saw it Va'ever. So Mitzvah is Noisoi. He's allowed to hate him. Rav Nachman Yitzchok Omer, Mitzvah is Noisoi. There's a mitzvah to be sowing him to hate him. And the Chinuch says, we're talking about Dafka when it was his Ruboy. When he had Asra. Without Asra, then it wouldn't be applied the mitzvah to Lassa Noisoi. The Bechonin says in Kovit Shurim, the reason why allowed to be a hate him, I stayed like sister chichabel vavecha. Pshat is he's not called a chicha anymore. Once he did this, mice is not called a chicha. So mele it would not apply to is of loisisna. Chavetz Chaim does say that he is called amisecha. So if about is still called amisecha, you're not allowed to be mevayishim. Chazanish says that about all frayin today, unless it's mamash lahachis, but most frayin, he said, are all tinoikish and ishboyin. So mele fakert, they're like a tinoikish and ishboy. You have to make care of them. You have to love them, and there's no din of hating them, even if you see them doing averus. So again, the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Yitzchok Omer mitzvah lasanoi. So shenemar yiras Hashem soine ra. So the yiras Hashem is that you soine yitake despise and hate the ra. Now Tosfos over here says that we're talking about sherobo dvar ervo. You saw dvar ervo. Vim toim afek Tosfos, and that's the mitzvah lasanoi. State in Gemara in Elamitzias in Bar Mitzvah Lamed Beis. Amrinon, oyev lifruk, if you have oyev, someone who you like, that has to unload a load off a donkey. And it's tabal achayim. Besoina liton in the soina to help him load. Mitzvah besoina, the mitzvah to first help the soina. Why? The luck of his yitzchoy to overpower and go against your yetzer in order to like the person that you despise. The Gemara over here says mitzvah l'snoisei. How's the Gemara over there say that soina goes first because in order to be koy for the Yetzer, here we say mitzvah l'snoisai. So Tesa Gavaldig Eteretz. You're right, mitzvah l'snoisai is only a certain part, but anything more than that is ready also. V'yesh loymar, and it works as follows. Kevetru soyne gam chaveroi. Kevetru soyne, if you hate him, gam chavero soyne oisai. Your enemy will also hate you. It's a mirror effect. Ichsiv, kamayim ponim l'ponim, ken leva odom l'odom. He'll feel that you hate him. So likewise, he'll hate you in return. Uboy mitech kachli de sinagamura. You're gonna end up coming to sinagamura more than it's allowed. Veshach kvias yetzer. On that part of shach kvias yetzer, mitzvah to be helped the soina because there's an additional sinner that's coming about because mine pon upon him, you hate him, he hates you, and that's sinia sera, and for that you have to be lochavis yitzroi.
Zog dem oveite om rav achabrede rovel ravashi. Mahu lememre lele rabbe lemisnaya. Are you allowed to tell your Rebbe about the Maisa Erva that you saw in order that the Rebbe should hate him? Omalei, he answered back, if you know that the Rebbe accepts your testimony like two, so lemalei, v'iloi, and if you don't know for sure that he accepts your edus like two, then loy lemalei, then don't tell him. Their lives are not lives. Harachmonim, people are too much rachmonis. Harachmonim, people get angry too quickly. Vanine adas, people are too cheap. Vom Rav Yosef kule isnubi. I have all of them. And the Chiddo explains, Rav Yosef wanted to be melamed in Musa Haskell that a person can change himself and he can work on himself. I had all these things within me and I bettered myself through avoidas Musa and bettering oneself. A person with faults, obviously it's all relative, but and talking about Rav Yosef, but even a person has chisoinus, he can be misgaber on it, and that's what he came to teach. Zog the Gemara, Ton Rabbonon, Shloisha Soinim Zerzeretzvi that hate one another. They despise one another. Ve'eluin, Haklovim, dogs, they're both fighting for the same bone. Hatanagoylim, Vachaverin, Chaverinim Umeparsim, Ve'eshoim Afazoinos, the Zoinos also hate one another. Ve'eshoim Aftamil Chachomish of a Bovel. Now it doesn't mean they hate, it means that Achenasa Oimzer, there's a Ritcha de Reiser, they're fighting learning. Vachenasa Oimzelazer. Zogimal Ton Rabbonon, Shloisha Oyavin Zerzer, there are three that love one another. Eluin, Hagerim, they're in the same predicament, so they love one another. Va'avodim and va'orvin and ravens. Arba ein adas v'altan. There are four that people can't falide. What are those four things? Elohim, dal geyo, someone who's poor and he's haughty. How does it go together? Va'oshem mekachesh, a rich person that lies. V'zokin menayev, a zokin that's a menayev. People despise that. Upanus, a leader misgoyal atzibur b'chinom, that for naught he's misgoyal atzibur. V'yesh oimrim, afa megash es ishta, someone that divorces his wife, pam rishoyne v'shnia, once and twice, umachzir, and then he takes it back. So why did Tanakama Kama not count this in the list? So Gemara v'Tanakama Kama, zimne de ksubosim ruba. Sometimes the ksuba is very expensive, and then he realizes, what did I get myself into? Costing me too much. Inami yesh leboni memeno. He has children from her, and he realized suddenly to be a single father, it's costing him too much. V'lemotzi megarish lo, and merely he wants him to go back, and that's why he doesn't count it, he doesn't want to megarish her. Zok demol chamisha dvorim tziva Knan is bonov. Knan was mitzavis children, five things. Evu zeh love one another. Evu zageza love to steal. Evu zazima loves nus. Vesinus ad nechem and hate your masters. V'al tadabru emes and don't talk truthful. Shisha dvorim nemru besus, the sixth thing said about a sus, about a horse. Oyev zaz nus, he loves nus. Oyev zaz malchomi, loves malchoma, war, battle. V'ruchay gosa, he's haughty. Umois is a sheno, and he doesn't like to sleep. V'oichel ab, and he eats a lot, and waits to kimon, and a little comes out. V'yeshoim afen vakash la'ag ba'alo b'milchomo. He wants to kill his owner in wartime, in battle. Shiva menudin l'shamayim. There are seven that are menudin l'shamayim. Elein, Yehudi she'en lo isha. A yid that doesn't have a wife. V'sheyesh l'isha ve'en l'bonim. Or he has a wife and doesn't have children. Now, this doesn't mean Stami doesn't have children. We'll see Tosis. It means that he doesn't even try to have children. Umishyesh lebonim, he has children. Megalim tamatera is not megalim tamatera. Umishyesh le tefillin b'roishi, he doesn't have tefillin. Again, it means that he has tefillin, he doesn't wear them. V'tefillin b'zroyoi, and his head and his arm. V'tzitz b'bigdoi, mezuzah b'pischoi. Zok Tosis. Ein lebonim. Nira dafka yidei pshiyosei. First shot he says because he's Peshea, he doesn't even try to have children. She'enim is asik b'pir v'rivya. Dumi dachina like the other ones in the list. That what? That you have tefillin and you're not wearing them. Umishein le tefillin b'roish of Israel, it sits in b'bigdoi marik she'yesh loy, v'enem anichon, you have but you don't wear them. That's one pshat of Tosis. Inami zok Tosis, another pshat, afilu ein loy, even if you don't have it, but yesh lechaze, you have to go and search and make it your business to make sure you have it, the tefillin. Not pshat, only if you have it, you don't wear it. Ulohavi yatzvili dechiyuv, make yourself your mechayiv. K'rashon b'meishah, so you're totally connoisseur it's only, want an anti-itzol. K'delekai mitzah shabah. So we also have to do whatever it is in order to try to get tefillin, get a hold of tefillin, get a hold of a mezuzah. V'odam g'nin tefillin tzichin gufnoki. Ah, you need a gufnoki, k'alisha. So what's happens if you mechazer after it? Hainu k'nufar shalei yafiach ben, v'lei yishan ben. U'bishas kiyash mak, k'delekabalo v'malch shamayim. Shleimo, b'kal yuchal izor. The person can be careful about that. So you have to be mechazer, and it's not something that takes much work. You can have a gufnoki for those times. So the Gemara continues again. There are these are the people that the Eibishter are menudin lamokim. Shiva menudin l'shamayim. Yehudi she'en le'isha v'she'esh isha v'en l'bonim v'she'esh l'bonim v'en l'mgalim tamatero v'she'en l'tfilin b'goy she'en l'tfilin b'zgoy v'tziz b'bigdoy v'zuz b'pischoy v'ameinea men'olim miraglov. He doesn't wear shoes. V'yesh oimrim af mi she'en emesi b'chabur shal mitzvah. He doesn't sit in the chabur shal mitzvah. Zok Rashbam, what is chabur shal mitzvah? K'goyin mishne shal bris mila. Doesn't attend the bris, the suda. Oy bas koyin l'koyin. Or a chasna of a bas koyin l'koyin, a yichus, or a talmud chochem, doesn't attend that suda's mitzvah. The Rebbeinu Chananel says over here, what is chabur mitzvah? K'goyin kiddush u'kiyotze boy. Even a kiddush for a girl, a kiddush that you make.
or maybe Kiddush HaChodesh, but the point is, even a Kiddush. Now, there's Bam over here says Bris, or a Sudas of a Chasen of a Miyuchas, or Bechalal says a Kiddush. The Ramal and Maisa says that this is all these dinim are referring to only in Yoredei Behedin, Rei Samachei Yudbeis, is only when you know that they're not sitting over there, Anoshim, that are not Muhugonim. Only when it's Yoshim Anoshim Mugonim, then you have to attend. Anoshim Enim Mugonim, then you're not Mechuyv to attend. But the Pesach Teshuva says over there, this is the reason why we don't invite for a bris. Not stamp because you don't invite because the person doesn't come Sudov Eliyahu Novi. He says because these are the seven that are considered Menudin Lashamayim. So you don't want to invite someone to a bris and he doesn't attend, he'd be considered a Menudin Lashamayim. So that's why we just let him know about the bris. And not specifically invite him, because if you invite him, he doesn't attend, then he goes into the category of Shiva de Menun Lashamayim, Mishene Mesa Bechabur Shal Mitzvah. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rabba Bechanom Rabbi Yishmur Bahamata Omer Rav, Mishum Ebyoisi Ish Hutzal, Minayin Shein Shoinim Bekaldayim. How do we know that we don't follow stargazers? Rashbam brings a pshat for his Bali Oiv, but he says, that can't be, because the Gemara over here says, Shenema Tomim Tiyam Hashem Lekecho. You have to be Tomim. If it's because of Bali Oiv, then it's not because of Tomim, it's because of Tipna Le'oivos. So he says the Pshat is Choizim Kechovim, stargazers, and that Chen Ikka. So the reason you don't follow future tellers or stargazers is because Tomim Tiyam Hashem Lekecho. Uminayin Yedei Bechaveira Shul Golem Imenu. If, how do you know if someone who's greater than you, Afilu B'dovak Echot, Shechayiv Lingar by Kovid, you have to mechaved him? Shenema Tzeitin Posuk, the Posuk in Daniel, state, Kol kovel diruach yatiro bei umalka asis lakomusea kol malchuso. This pasuk is saying that he's greater than him, even in one thing. So mainly he made him like a king over him. Linig by kovet umalka asis lakomusea kol malchusei. Zok the gemara the last gemara by yeshevas al dam tohar, a woman that's yeshevas al dam tohar. Asur l'shamish, shenal b'mishamish. What does that mean? It means, as Rashbam explains, that midaraisen isha, that after you made toyar, which means the 40 days that she waits for her latest zohar. So any dam that she sees midaraisen is dam tor for those 40 days. Or for a nekeva, it's for 80 days. So for those days of yemei tayra, of dam toyar, so now on the Leil Aboyim V'Echad, on the 41st or the 81st, so Maisa, this dam is not dam toy anymore. This dam is dam tome. So she shouldn't get mixed up. And just like the past 40 or the past 80, it was dam toyar. So Mela, this dam is toyar too. So no. So you're not mishamish the day after, the night after the 40 or the night after the 80 to differentiate and know that from now on, any dam is taka dam tome. So Mela, you yeshevas al dam toyar asura l'shamish. Somebody's yeshevas al dam toyar is also l'shamish the following night, at kama, for how long? Om Rav Oina. One Oina, which is one Oina Salaila. An Oina means Oina Seyem, Oina Salaila. So it's one Oina Salaila. Zok Dr. Rashbam. Hayeshevas Adam Tor. Isha shekol yimei Tor shlo. Vigil leil aboim ve'echod lezochar. O leshmoin ve'echod l'nekevo. Shim tira achshav tein nido. Now she will nido. Asur l'shamesh. She's also av bishloi roaso the whole lemudohi ad achshav. Since till now she's used to liyos meshameshes im rioso because with dam toyar you allowed me meshamesh even with rios kzeres shemetiro v'tshamesh. So umela, even if she didn't see now, you abstain so she shouldn't get mixed up and think that it's mutter if she's going to be roya. So you abstain one oina so you know that from henceforth word it's taka dam tomei. Zok Rashbam oina yoim v'laylo. That means 24 hours. Kach birsha benu rabenu v'loy nihira el alayla echod anu lel aboyim v'echod kemfarish rabba azol levin eisrael shifush m'shesein tzomch levestom kama oino umfarish oyoyim oylaylo. So the hayishevas adam tor asur l'shamish at kama omar av oina, meaning one oina. We'll stop over here towards the bottom of the omid. Tana hu Yosef ish hutzal hu Yosef ha-Bavli.